Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. It is Fat Mascara in the house. Okay.
And she's Matthew McConaughey.
I could do a better Matthew McConaughey than that, or I'd like to think so. But okay, I'm Jessica.
I'm Jen.
And we have a third little bunny in the house today. We have our intern, Val.
Hey, okay. Y'all.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. You did it you should do the Matthew McConaughey if anyone's going to. Certainly not me. Okay. I'm really excited that you're here. You are live from your dorm room.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my apartment in Newark, Delaware.
Okay. Not in a dorm room. I'm sorry. Your apartment.
No worries.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay. And you brought a little friend.
This is, a squishmallow, which I'm embarrassed to say I own one at 21 years old, but I saw the hype on TikTok and I was like, you know what? I make adult money. I might as well invest in it. And I love it.
Wait, a squishmallow? For people who don't know, what is a squishmallow?
And you're not an investor in squishmallow. You're just investing I have to be clear these days. Okay.
Yes, yes. I'm just a campus tour guide who makes enough money to buy myself a $20 stuffed animal. And the idea of it is that it feels like a marshmallow, which is why it's called a squishmallow. Okay. I can't believe I'm talking about this on a podcast.
We need to know. Okay, squishmallow. I'm actually quite envious because I want to squish it when I look at it.
Yeah, it's for sure as comfortable as it looks. That's why I bought it, because I was seeing all these TikTok videos and I was like, dang, I think I need one of those.
Is it a penguin or something?
No, it's a cow.
Oh, he's cute. With his little pink ears and
side,
little things.
Side benefit, he's like a sound buffer because we have to pat ourselves with blankets and pillows so the sound doesn't reverberate when we record. So I think he's going to help you get real good sound quality in Delaware.
Pod Very hack. Profesh. Squishmallow. Put that on TikTok. Eat it.
Valerie, we're so excited to have you. Okay, before we get into the show though, you're here, so you got to be our Southern... I keep calling you Southern correspondent. You're in Delaware. It's, barely in the south of the United States.
I know. It's okay. My heart's always in Georgia.
Yes, that's right. She is from Georgia, guys, so that does make sense. So you brought a product to share with us, right? A little mini Raise a Wand to start off our show?
Yes, yes. So I'm currently obsessed with the Watermelon Glow PHA and BHA toner. So I've had acne my entire life. When I tell y'all, I have had acne since I was a baby. I have baby photos with spots on my face. And after I was on Accutane and my cystic acne went away, I still kept the same skincare routine out of sheer fear that my acne would come back. And the skincare routine was very abrasive and it was there to treat cystic acne. So now that I didn't have it, I've been having a lot of more fun experimenting and learning what it's like to actually take care of my skin and see what my skin looks like when it has ingredients that it should have had for ages.
So question for you. Oh, wait. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Then I have a follow-up.
Okay, great. I was just going to say, like, I've never seen my skin this plump and glowy. And I think my skin loves the ingredients that's in this toner. So it's just not only just exciting to have a product that's really fitting the needs of my skin, but, you know, personally, it's really exciting to see my skin this healthy, because anybody who's ever had cystic acne for a while knows that seeing your skin looking beautiful and glowy means the world.
Yeah. So, how long were you on Accutane? And obviously, you have skin that does not have cystic acne. Obviously, it worked for you, but how long were you on Accutane? Yeah.
I was on it for a really crazy amount of time. I don't remember what the average is, but I was on it for 8 months and I was 14 years old. So quite young and quite long. And my sister was actually on it at the exact same time as me.
That, you think that's a long amount of time? Because I was on it for like 6 to 8 months or something like that.
Oh, perfect. So maybe I was just on the longer end of it.
That was a million years ago.
Yeah. Well, my mom and my father were both tester childs for it. So it really runs in the family to be on Accutane.
Well, your skin looks great now. I'm glad it worked for you.
Thank you.
You said watermelon glow, but it's from Glow Recipe, right?
Yes, it's the Glow Recipe one. I also use the sleeping mask. I partner it with the sleeping mask run once a week, and I wake up feeling like $1 million.
Raise a wand to that.
I wonder if more kids want to go to Delaware when they see her skin. They're like, look at this glowy.
I am a tour guide after
girl.
Right, like she's walking around tour guide and also
happy.
Sharing beauty tips.
Yeah.
With her mouth. Squishmallow? Squishmallow?
I gotta get one of those. I'm sure Jeff will love like another bulky thing coming into the apartment.
Girl,
to take
up
space on the couch.
Yes.
We gotta get that squish spam. All right. Anyway, let's talk about what's happening in the episode today.
Yes.
Okay. I'm very excited about some of the news that's coming.
You guys, I've been banished from the news for a week because I was bringing the downer news.
It was
news.
Just like, it was a lot of like, it was just quite heavy. I feel like I got quite
heavy. I listened
heavy.
Back and I was like, it was quite heavy. I was going through a rough time in my life. My news was like all this negative Nancy stuff. Okay, but Jess is doing the news, so it's going to be light and bright and beautiful, right?
It's not that light and bright. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's just kind of like buzzy, like, oh, like, guess what the Kardashians are up to this week? And I know I have some more serious things in there. But I don't know. I just feel like it's, my head's not going to hurt right after it.
No offense, Jen.
JK. All right. And then
I love it. No.
You have a fun topic. You have a very useful, eco-friendly topic that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about solid shampoos, which have been gaining traction, but how to use them, some of the best ones. And then we have a listener, Raise a Wand, our Raise a Wands. Valerie already did hers at the top of the show, so thanks for that, Valerie. and that'll be the show. I'm so glad you joined us for this. This is fun. You like toil away behind the scenes. It's nice to let people get to know you.
I wish we had some video right now, because I wish you could see how smiley and cute she is with her stupid cow.
We should take a screen grab at least.
We must.
Oh my God.
It's so cute. No, I love it. I'm just jealous.
I'm so happy that my child could come and join me. This was seriously
a dream. It's adorable. It's adorable. Okay.
We're happy to have you both. Thank you. All right. Are you ready? Let's do the news,
Let's
guys.
Let's do it. Okay, beauty news. Lots of shakeups, moving and grooving, launches, things are opening, things are shutting. So excited. Lots of headlines. Okay, Estee Lauder Companies is winding down Rodin Oleo Luso. Now, you remember they acquired this brand in 2014. The brand is, remember the beautiful oils, the coolest founder in the world, Linda Rodin. No editorializing here from me, no siree. But the brand...
She is a former Fat Mascara guest. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Go to episode 72 if you want to listen to that one. I cannot believe, Jen, I went to go see when we recorded that, 2017.
Wow.
Can you believe
that? We were babies.
2017, yes. That's almost...
It was at the height of a brand, and now her brand
it was like almost 4 years ago. It's so crazy. Okay. So the brand is going to continue to sell current stock. So if you see it on a website or in a store, you know, and you're confused, they're selling through the current stock, but they're not going to restock. The e-commerce is going to cease on April 19th. But the brand is going to have a second life, this time with Jo Malone London. There's going to be a capsule collection this October, limited edition. And from what I've read, it may be like we're going to see some products be popping up under the Jo Malone London line. Meanwhile, the team at Jo Malone London has not wasted any time at all. If you go to their website, they've announced an enchanting new collaboration for October 2021. So I think the wheels are already in motion. It seems like there's going to be a lot of synergy. And I'm really excited to see what that brand is going to do together. I think there's a lot of alignment there. So I'm not sobbing too hard. I think that we're about to see some really cool things.
Yeah.
I'm also excited to see what Linda is going to do on her own, because I have a feeling that she's not done creatively. That's my own theory. Okay. So filling the skincare void, we have Kim Kardashian. This is like our weekly or bi-weekly Kim Kardashian.
It's either Gwyneth Paltrow or a Kardashian.
Exactly.
They're doing something every week.
Exactly. Okay. I have to bring you this news. Maybe you've already heard, because this is just like, you know, people are going wild. KKW Beauty may be dropping soon. We don't know the exact date, okay? But it was reported, Women's Wear Daily reported this, that Kim may be dropping her new line, Skin by Kim, soon. And that is Skin, S-K-K-N, by Kim. And this is under the line KKW Beauty. She filed a trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for the skincare range. The document contains 19 filings for various goods and services. And under that includes nails, beauty, tools and accessories, vitamins, candles, and skincare. So I guess just watch this space. I thought the name was kind
of
hilarious.
She's in her 40s now. She's expanding her empire.
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought the name was kind of genius. We've got Skin. We've got Skins. We also have some news from Kim's friend, hairstylist Jen Atkin, also a former Fat Mascara guest. She is dropping a line, which is a collaboration with e.l.f. Cosmetics. So there's going to be a lip duo, a hair and brow pomade, an eyeliner, a face palette. And the palette is all very soft, neutral Jen Atkin-y colors. If you know her style, it's very lots of pinks, little graphite, neutrals, very pretty. A portion of the proceeds benefits Girls Inc. in the U.S. and the Girls Network in the U.K. So Girls Inc. is a nonprofit that provides educational and mentorship opportunities that lift girls up, encourage them to use their voices, all good stuff. You can go onto e.l.f.'s website to buy this, Ulta.com, Ulta Beauty, and Boots in the UK. And also another cool thing is that for every Instagram post that includes the hashtag e.l.f. made until the 30th of April, e.l.f. and Jen Atkin are going to donate $1 to Girls Inc., up to $25,000. So I thought that was really nice, right?
Yeah, that's in line with Jen's.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Vision of the world.
Okay, now... I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I know, Valerie, this is going to go over your head because you were like not even like on this planet, but Family Ties was a show that I used to love to watch when I was a little kid.
Just going to go over a lot of people's head that are listening.
No, I think there are a lot of Family Ties. You guys know Michael J. Fox, like American legend.
Justine Bateman, 1980s family sitcom.
Yes, Justine Bateman is back in the news, and it's because she has a book called Face, One Square Foot of Skin. And it's a collection of short stories told from the perspectives of women of all ages about aging. So she aims to correct this idea that you need to fix your face. And what I love about Justine Bateman is that she gets very honest about, like, do you need to fix your face? And in the book, she talks about, P.S., I haven't read the book yet, but I'm going to. I just found out about this book. It just came out a couple of days ago. She Googled her name, and in the predictive text, it said, Justine Bateman looks old. Now, if you see Justine Bateman, you know that she's somebody who has not fallen prey to the, you know, need to Botox every square inch of my face. I can hear you typing and Googling her.
Sorry. Okay, I'm Googling Justine Bateman just to see what she looks like. But go on.
You haven't seen her? For her?
I have not, but that was the impetus for the book when she saw that people were saying that about
her? I don't know if that was the impetus for her working on this book, but this is like a real, you know, area of like, this is like a passion for her. She's somebody that has not fallen prey to like the Hollywood machine. And she's seen her brother, who Jason Bateman, we all know, you know, Arrested Development, Ozarks is
yeah, I think he has a little filler in there too. He looks really fresh.
You think I don't know if he, I think what she's saying, and again, I don't want to misquote her because I haven't read the book deeply, but she definitely notices that for men, and I'm not saying anything, you know, I'm certainly not the first person to say this, for men, they can carry on in Hollywood, have an amazing career without having to, you know, mess with their face and keep up the same, to look 28 years old for like their entire career. But for women, you're screwed.
Yes. Welcome, Justine, to this conversation. So, and I love the subtitle on that book. One square. It's because it's so weighted, but it's just one square foot of skin.
I think it's so genius. And I actually would love to have her on the show. And it's funny because she actually popped up in the HBO documentary that I watched like 2 months ago called Fake Famous, which is all about influencer culture. And I was like, Justine Bateman, back in the conversation. Yes, girl. And she was talking about how this is not about beauty, but it's kind of, it is a little bit tangential. She talked about how influencers are really just like no better than, or maybe not no better, but kind of like the same as being how, like, you know, if you were on like a 30-minute paid infomercial, like, you know, like, why would you go on your Instagram, hold something up and be like, I love this shampoo or I love this floor cleaner. Yeah. Like, why would you want to do that? It's corny. And it was such a funny observation. I'm like, she's such a funny gal. And now here she is with this really incisive book. So I don't know. I thought she was cool then. She's super cool now. I'm really excited to read this book.
Everybody DM her and message her and tweet her and tell her to come on Fat Mascara and we'll do the same.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Oh, she also said she wanted to age like Georgia O'Keeffe, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, yes.
Right? Goals. I was like, this woman is
without
amazing.
Without the cigars. Oh, no, that's Frida Kahlo. All right, never mind. Go on.
So very cool. I'm really excited about everything she has to say. Okay. And then finally, you have your science corner. I've been trying to figure out what my corner is. I'm calling this Jess's Animal House. Woo, woo.
Oh, rear. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Okay. So, Jess's Animal House. So you can help save the bees thanks to French beauty brand Guerlain. Starting April 8th, which was, we're recording this a little after, but I'm just letting you know it kicked off on April 8th. The brand kicked off their Kiss Kiss chain on Instagram. What is a Kiss Kiss chain? Well, I did a little look into it. It sounds complicated. It's not. Just stay with me. The chain works like this. You can post your virtual kiss on Instagram using the brand's Kiss Kiss filter. So I tried this out. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to put it on our Instagram so you can see that, look, it's very easy to do. You go on your Instagram story. So you need the Instagram app. You go on Instagram story. You go to the search filter. You know, all those little filters. Swipe all the way to the right. And there's the little, like, you know, magnifying glass. Type in Guerlain, and then the Kiss Kiss thing comes up. And it's really cute. It's really fun. There's all these little like hearts and everything. And you look amazing in it. You do, you know, use it, make your little Kiss Kiss video, tag Guerlain, and add the hashtag Guerlain Kiss Kiss chain. All right. Why am I asking you to go through all this effort? Because one kiss, that was a lot of steps, okay? One kiss.
Post a video with the filter.
I know, I know. But it's like, if you don't do this a lot, it's like, okay, all right. One kiss will equal 10,000 honey-producing flowers being planted. We know the bees are in trouble. These are nectar and pollen-rich. These flowers are a nectar and pollen-rich food source for the bees, and they are critical to their natural habitat. I am so...
That's a really... Like, instead of just giving a dollar or whatever they're telling you... with everything, every time you do that, 10,000 flowers will get planted.
Yes. And I look to see,
I look to see
how many are posted right now. Under 100. We got to get those numbers up. Okay.
If we need those pollinators to be fed.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, it's a kind of like when your company, if you ever worked at a company, I shouldn't say your company. If you've ever worked at a company that says like, we're giving free money to this charity. You just need to do this, you know, or like some kind of
matching donations.
Right. Yes. And then you find out that like three people have done it. Like you want to go and smack everyone. Just freaking do it. Freaking do it. I'm going to do it.
We'll start it off. We'll start out the Kiss Kiss chain on Fat Mascara. And then you guys can do it and we'll help the bees. Because why? Because Jess's animal house.
It's my animal house and you live on this earth too. Okay. Come on. Let's get with it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay. You know, that was, your news was great. I just felt energized. I felt like I was in the beauty world. it's good. This is why you get both Jess and Jen. In fact, we had someone DM us the other day, like, you guys, I could tell you're friends, but you're so different. And I was like, well, that's why it works. Okay. But something we share in common is a love of this freaking planet and wanting to save it. Please
love
see
it.
Jess's animal house. And on that note, I have been digging deep into the topic of solid shampoos. Why are solid shampoos better for the environment? Well, it should be obvious. They do not have water, so they do not need to be shipped. They don't weigh as much, smaller carbon imprint. They actually last longer. So I talked to a stylist, Sarah Smith. She's of Color Cut Collective in Minneapolis, and we were like chatting about solid shampoos. I've also been testing a bunch. She said, and then I checked the numbers on a bunch of bottles, you could get 3 to 4 months out of one shampoo bar. So like, for example, Lush's solid shampoo is equal to 3 bottles of shampoo in that just that little bar.
Wow.
So you're saving money, you're saving the weight of shipping, you're saving the planet. I think that that's a good enough reason for me to start digging into these. So what are they? They're basically all the same surfactants and moisturizers that you'd have in a regular shampoo, minus the water. And then they don't need any of those ingredients that like emulsify and help it stay liquid at room temperature. You know how like coconut oil and shea butter, which are great hair products, but like they would solidify at room temperature. Mm-hmm. That's okay with a solid shampoo bar because you want it to stay in solid form. So the problem I had, I started testing out a bunch. The problem I had was they made my hair so knotty. Well, that's because I was using them wrong, according to Sarah. So you get this bar, it looks like a soap bar, and you're like, what do I do with this? Some people like to wash it around in their hands and get the lather in their hands and then put that into their hair. That works, but Sarah's suggestion is first, get your hair super duper wet, like even wetter than you would. You know, sometimes you jump in the shower and you're like, ah, it's wet enough. And you just throw the shampoo and hope for the best. Like at least 20 seconds of thorough rinsing so your strands are really saturated. And then she likes to put the bar right onto her strands. But you can't like scrub it like you're scrubbing, like you're like little orphan Annie washing the dishes. You know what I mean? Like can you picture with like the up and down. Like that's how I was doing
it. Did you say under the strands? Under?
Oh, we'll get there. So first you paint it on, like you're sort of just going in a downward motion and it will slot. And I tried this and clearly it works. It slides the lather onto the top layer of your hair. Then you can lift up sections and do the underneath parts too. I had been going up and down, like I'm like, wash that man, right? And, you know, like really scrub it up.
I would just be smacking it on my scalp. I would just be smacking it like a caveman.
Paint it on smoothly. And they're formulated so the warm water's hitting it. Your hair's already wet. The suds sort of like just stream off and lather off onto your hair. Once it's nice and lathered, you could scrub in a little bit. But like, don't pile all your hair up on top of your head. Like, this isn't you in the shampoo commercial from the 1950s. Mm. That was, I think, part of my problem. I was like all of a sudden using shampoo in a different way that like with my long hair just made no sense. The other reason it could be tangly for some people is they tend to not to be as moisturizing as some of the liquid shampoos. So I tested a bunch and because I had the first couple that I was testing, I was like, I felt like my hair was a little bit drier. So I would suggest if you have normal hair, go for the moisturizing version. You know how like shampoos always have like hydrating version, normal hair version, oily hair version, like err on the side of pretending you're a little bit drier and getting a more moisturizing formula. I think you'll have better luck. Some of the ones I liked. Is that what you're asking, Jess, right now?
Wait, I actually had a question and this is just like an anecdotal question. This is
Jessica
like
Matlin in the front. Go ahead. Okay.
Is it best, have you found anecdotally it's best to, if you want like to get the most out of your shampoo, like life-wise, like longevity-wise, to keep the little bars out of like the water stream?
I forgot that Sarah actually offered that tip as well. And I forgot to add that. She said, make sure you store it not in the water stream and not like right under the shower so it's getting dripped on. Like it needs a little dry, like a soap.
A dry home.
Like you would with a soap.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it needs a nice little dry home. So yes, are correct.
Okay, what are some of your faves?
Okay, Ethique Frizz Wrangler was good. That's $15. But remember, again, this is going to like be at least two bottles of shampoo you're getting here. Lush was probably one of the first into the solid shampoo game. And I still really like, I like their Scenic one. Oh, God, I just realized that was like a dumb pun. It's S-E-A-N-I-K, like the ocean sea. And they say because it's for beachy waves, which to me normally would mean a clarifier that might dry out your hair, but it's not drying at all, even though it has like sea minerals and sea salts in it and smells really yummy. And then the new company, I think they're German, but they just started selling in the United States called Foamy. That one was the driest of the bunch, but the aloe vera one for dry hair was much more moisturizing. And Sarah is obsessed with Hybar. She says she's heard disappointing stories from clients about other brands. She said the Hybar is so good and even their solid conditioner is really good. And then she wrote me back. She was like, P.S. not sponsored by Hybar. I just really love them a lot. So I checked out Hybar and we'll put a link to their products as well. I haven't tried that one, but I think it looks really cute. And last, I didn't get to try this one yet, but I ordered it. But you know Kitsch that makes those adorable scrunchies and hair accessories?
Yeah.
They also have a nourishing shampoo bar that gets really nice reviews. So all of those are like under $15. I'll add in, you'll notice a lot of these brands, when you get there, they also have solid conditioners. I'm not ready to give the Fat Mascara endorsement to solid conditioner. I don't know what it is, but they do not have the slip that I need for my thick, long hair. Like they just, it's like, you remember Pert Plus?
Hell yeah.
It's like, oh, shampoo and conditioner. Like the solid conditioner bars are a little bit Pert Plusy for me, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Pert Plus, wow. This is like a retro episode. We're just bringing best blast from the past here. So I don't know. It's April. It's Earth Month. This shouldn't be a time to think eco-consciously. But these are so good for the environment. So if you want to give it a try, those are some of the brands I recommend. Also, like, save you money. Truly. Like, really, really cost-effective. So there you go. Solid shampoo. Get on board, everyone.
Okay, we have an amazing raise your wand. It is from Annika from Idaho by way of Australia, talking about one of the best loved
Elta. Lots of vowels.
Best loved sunscreen, Elta. Take it away, Annika.
Hi, Fat Mascara. This is Annika. I'm an Australian living in Boise, Idaho. My razor wand is to an Elta MD sunscreen. I know that Elta MD has kind of expensive sunscreen for the size that it sells, but the product I'm raising a wand to is called UV Sport. It's sold as a body sunscreen. For that reason, the value for money is really great. You get 3 ounces. I think the price is around $25 for the big bottle. It's an SPF 50 broad spectrum, 80 minutes water resistant. The main ingredient is zinc oxide, 9%. It's a fragrance-free cream. I use it on my face every single day. The reason I love it is because it rubs in beautifully to this silky finish. It doesn't irritate my eyes and it goes on a little bit white. It sinks in within 60 seconds and it leaves no white cast on my skin. I do have pale skin for reference. It is just the most beautiful finish. It does not pill or interfere with makeup if I wear it over the top. And yeah, I'm just wanting to raise a wand to this standout product. I hope I can get it back in Australia. Love listening to you guys.
Annika, thank you. I like to think that you were inspired by last week's episode with Dr. Orit Markowitz. And I like to think that everybody was inspired and is like bringing out the big guns, getting their sunscreen game going. I also really like the tip of when you buy really high quality sunscreen, even if it's the body formula, that might work on your face. Save yourself some money, you know? If you guys want to share or raise a wand with us, call me. 646. I've like tried to turn into Carly Rae Jepsen there and bring back like 2010 and it just did not happen to go with our whole retro theme. 646-481-8182. Or you can email us at info@fatmascara.com. Jess, are you ready to share or raise a wand with the listeners?
I am.
And Valerie, who's still there, who raised a wand to Glow Recipe. She's watching. She can't talk. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Jess.
So I am getting ready for the warmer weather. I know it's only April, so it's not exactly summertime yet. But I received, I just did a Clubhouse. I am dipping my toe into the Clubhouse space. And yes, I am thinking about Fat Mascara Clubhouse. I've heard you loud and clear, Clubhouse people. But I just did a Clubhouse with Guerlain, master perfumer. He is the nose for Guerlain, Terry Wasser. And they did send me a couple of really beautiful Guerlain fragrances to kind of prep for the event. And one of them I'd never tried before. It is, it's not one of the, you know, classic, like legacy fragrances like Shalimar, but it is a newer one, Aqua Allegoria. I'm not saying it with a beautiful accent, and Coconut Fizz. These are the more watery, splashy ones.
Oh, their Aqua Allegoria line is so fabulous. There's like a ginger one I love from them. But so Coconut Fizz, tell us about it.
First of all, the name just sent me into like an absolute like tizzy. Okay, fizz, like fizzy. I was just like, what? I got like buzzy and energized. Coconut Fizz. You have to love coconut. Smells like vacation. But it smells, it has that kind of suntan vibe, like the tanning oil vibe, which obviously I don't tan, don't use tanning oil, but has that kind of like beachy. If you like beachy fragrances, you're going to be all over this one. And it has a floral note to it where you don't feel like you're like gagging on just straight single note coconut.
Not too unctuous. Yeah. Sometimes with those coconutty ones, they get too buttery, fatty.
Yes.
Smelling.
This does have a butteriness to it. So I don't, if you don't like,
there's a fizz quality.
There is a slight effervescence to it, and it just smells like summer. So a couple of spritzes waft into it, and I feel like summer has arrived. And I know you can't see the bottle, but oh my goodness, how glamorous is this on your dresser? You just feel fabulous? It is $95. You can buy it at Sephora. You do get a generous amount. I cannot imagine that you would go through this in the summer at all. It's just, it is so fabulous.
They're like splashes, like colognes, yeah. Those that line from Guerlain, and they're beautiful, all of them.
And if you're going nowhere this summer, like a lot of us, this feels like a vacation. Go sit it in the backyard in a lawn chair. That.
And spray yourself with coconut fizz. I love that. Oh, mine is not nearly
what is
as
yours?
Glamorous. Listen, I feel like I'm the girl that cried cleanser. I don't know if that makes sense, but like every other month I have like a new favorite face cleanser.
That's
so
okay.
I feel like everybody's like, yeah, Jen likes another face
That's
cleanser.
That's what this podcast
but
is
I
for.
I swear, I've been so tired lately that I was like not wanting to wash my face. And this cleanser, I'm like, ooh, I get to get up and go in the bathroom and use it. That's like how excited I am about this cleanser.
What is it? What
it's
is
Dr.
it?
It's Dr. Loretta Gentle Hydrating Cleanser. So watch out, fresh soy facial cleanser. So if you're a fan of the classic fresh soy facial cleanser, it has a similar consistency. It's a watery kind of gel with a really nice slip to it. So you only need like the teeniest, tiniest bit and then it foams up nicely. But not into like my other favorite cleanser, Senko Whip, not into like that crazy creamy foam that like, you know, this is a very gentle foam. It's got marine peptides and ingredients. So it's not drying, but it foams. Well, I have dry skin, but I like a foaming cleanser. And sometimes the two don't go together. This is, if you have dry skin, but also want something that foams up, try this. And it smells like, again, with that vacation thing, you know, when you just, it reminds me of something, I don't know, an expensive hotel I once stayed in. It just gives you that whole experience when you're washing your face of like getting the day off and just feeling really like just soothed.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to wash my face and then go spray some cocoa fizz all over.
Oof.
And just like feel relaxed and happy, you know?
I love it.
Yeah. And then you know what you do after that?
You get your damn beauty sleep.
Get your damn beauty sleep. All right, guys, we'll see you on Thursday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.